الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm Class. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. And by the way, either you can get a Quran from the nearest Masjid, M-A-S-J-I-D, that's a Muslim place of worship. You can go online and get it for free if you like. You can go to Quran.com, that's Quran.com, and follow along with me for this class. This is the only text that you require to have for this class. So let me move on with the introduction. And that is, by the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be on being calm. And what do I mean? What does the word calm mean? That's C-A-M-L, calm. And that is, it's an absence of violence or confrontational activity within a place or a group. Also, another definition is not showing or feeling nervousness, anger, or other strong emotions. So these are a couple of definitions, adverbs, nouns, in reference to the word calm. And so I'm going to move on and look at it from an Islamic standpoint as far as what calm is concerned. And you are concerned. Because you all probably know people who are not calm. That whenever they get very excited when something happens, or they can't control themselves, or they kind of lose themselves when something happens to them and they don't go into the situation with calmness. If a child does something, they may become not calm, or the parents, because a young child done something, the parent may become sort of a little unhinged and not calm, and being a little bit confrontational towards that child or that individual. So let's look at it from Islamic perspective. We're talking about calm. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he did not omit saying the following words in the morning and the evening. This is the dua, or the supplication he would make during the morning time and the evening time, sort of get protection to himself and ask Allah the following things. He said, "O Allah, I ask you for well-being in this world and the next. O Allah, I ask you for forgiveness and well-being in my deen, meaning my religion, my faith, and in this world and in my family and my property. O Allah, veil my faults or cover my faults and calm my fears. O Allah, give me protection in front of me, amam, behind me, khawf, and on my right and on my left, Yamin Yasar, and Fawqal, above me. I seek reference a refuge by you, by your might, from being overwhelmed from underneath me. Ta-ta. And so he asked for the right, the left, above and below, all around, all around him. He asked for the protection of Allah and keep him from not being not calm. And when and that if he has any fears, that he well, Allah will calm him down when the fears approach him or attack him, and he don't get excited or anxious or confrontational when faced with fears. And I want to remind you all that we rely on Allah. Allah is there to help us and answer our requests, and we seek refuge in Him and only in Him, and we depend on Allah, and we depend on anything else. Even in terms of inanimate things, the Prophet Muhammad, he did this, and I mentioned it to you in another episode. The Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon him, used to stand by the root of a tree, or by the trunk, or the tree trunk. Then he started to use a pulpit. The tree trunk made a grieving sound. Jabir said, so that the people in the mosque could hear it, until the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, came to it and rubbed it, and it calmed down. And some of them said, if he had not came to it, it would have grieved until the day of resurrection. It would be grieving now. Until the day of resurrection, it would have kept grieving, because the Prophet went from leaning on it or standing next to its root or its trunk, and then he stopped standing next to it and start using a pulpit that was made by one of the companions. And then, and so this tree became like not calm. And to the Prophet, peace be upon him, he touched the tree and calmed it down. And so we see from this comment, not just for human beings, it's also for inanimate objects, like the Prophet, and peace be upon him, he did with the tree. There was another time regarding calm or being calm. Calm is very important. And those of you who are listening to me, you are my students, or those people you know that are not here in this class, then inshallah you may be one that get unhinged and don't have calmness about you. And so I'm definitely talking to you to be more calm in your situations that you had to deal with, in every situation that you had to deal with. But let me continue. It was narrated by Al-Bara, while a man from the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, was reciting Quran, and his horse was tied in the house. The horse got startled and started jumping. The man came out, looked around, but could not find anything. Yet the horse went on jumping. The next morning, he mentioned that to the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and the Prophet, may peace be upon him, said, that was the tranquility or calmness which descended upon because of the recitation of Quran, and it descended upon the horse, calming it down, because the man, he started reciting Quran, and you all should have a copy of that, and this calmness came upon this individual. So you want Sakina in your life, of calming down a situation, then by the will of Allah, you recite Quran as this man did, when this particular animal was very startled, and brought the calmness down by recitation of Quran, and perhaps you reading Quran, it will calm down the situation wherever it may be, and Allah knows best. So let me move on, my beautiful students. And I want to, again, repeat something that I mentioned before, is that, again, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he used to lean against a tree. Then, of course, as I mentioned before, what did I say, students? Recite back to me what I said to you earlier when I read one of the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. If you don't remember, again, the tree was grieving. It was sad that the Prophet no longer touched it or was standing near it. It started grieving. And then the Prophet, may peace be upon him, he calmed it down by rubbing it and touching on the particular tree. So I just wanted to be, and if he didn't do that, it was kept grieving until the day of resurrection. It is not here yet. Their resurrection, meaning it will be even right now, that same tree will be grieving, and Allah knows best. So I just wanted to say this particular one again and see if you know the answer, which you should. You're in the class, and you're in the class to learn, not just in the class to listen to me. You're here to learn what I have to say, and then you repeat this particular thing to other people. And now you know, and sometimes you may know more than others know, because now you understand calmness and being calm by the Muslims, or how we see calmness to be. And to mention again, I want to just say this one more time. And to mention about when he said the brain sakinah of protection in front of him, on both sides of him, and behind him, and Falco be above him, and Tata below him. And that's what he asked for from Allah, for that type of protection. And you all should know this, because I already recited it to you. And so I want to read one other, and that is Anas ibn Malik, Anas the son of Malik. He reported that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and that he said, "Make things easy and do not make things difficult. Calm people and do not arouse their aversion." So no, we don't do the opposite. Arouse these people, we calm them down and ask them to calm down and relate to them to calm down. And he said, make things easy and do not make things difficult for the people or a person. Don't do that. Do the opposite. Calm them down. Be the one, the voice of reason in the situation to calm people down. You're going to break up a fight, and then you be the voice of reason and tell them, don't do that to each other, don't attack each other. Be the voice of reason and calm them down, and ask Allah to make things easy for you. And in a similar of saying from Prophet Muhammad, and it was mentioned about make things easy for the people and do not make it difficult for them, and make them calm with glad tidings and do not repulse them. So this is another thing we have to remember and keep in mind when it comes to dealing with the people, and make things easy for the people and not difficult for the people. And that we do not make things difficult for the people, and make it easy, as I said before, and calm people down. And if you're one that gets excited, then ask Allah to help you to be a calming individual, one that is calm in a given situation, and also you are calming to others. And sometimes you're coming to others just by your presence. Just by just being there, you calm down other people because they have a certain respect for you, and you'll be the voice of reason and they may ask you in a situation, what do you think? And you may be the one that's going to judge between the two people and judge fairly. And if you judge and you're wrong, you get one blessing. And if you're right, you may get two blessings from Allah. But at least do your best to judge and don't get on one person's side over the other. Listen to the situation. Listen to what's going on. And then ask Allah to guide you. And then make the decision that is best. Not because you know this person or they're related to that kind of thing. No. You do what is best for the situation, and you be that voice of reason, and you be the one that is calm. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.